Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Amid the continuing debate in Massachusetts over how to effectively evaluate teachers, there's little mention of the bottom line, the dollar figure. That is, should good teachers be paid more than those who are considered not as good? And would higher paid teachers make a difference in the classroom? Questions like those take on greater urgency in tight budget times. This morning, WBUR's Deborah Becker has more in the final report of our WBUR series this week, which we've called Making an A-Plus Teacher.
KCL is like what chemical that you're familiar with?
This is one of the last chemistry classes in Arlington for high school science teacher Jack Duranso. After 14 years here, he's leaving to teach in Harvard, Mass. In the fall. Even though that adds more than 50 miles a day to Duranso's commute, there are two main reasons he's leaving. The first is a recent schedule change in Arlington that gives him less time with his students than he used to have. The second is a big bump in pay because of the short supply of veteran science teachers.
So it's not entirely fair to Arlington to say what the amount is. It's substantial. I wouldn't have left Arlington if it wasn't, you know, something over $10,000.
And it's not just this raise, Duranso says. He also looked ahead after a tentative contract was negotiated in Arlington this month, which essentially gives minimal pay increases to teachers.
The problem with the salary in Arlington especially is that we're looking, with the financial straits of the town, the difficulties they're having, we're looking at never having cost of living raises. And so I'm looking at my salary in real terms decaying for 14 years until I retire.
Duranso isn't the only veteran teacher leaving Arlington. Science teacher David Blakely is retiring in January, earlier than he expected, again in part because of flat salaries. That means that half of the high school science department next year will be new teachers. Blakely says Arlington teacher salaries are on the low end because teachers gave up bigger pay raises for more generous health insurance benefits. But skyrocketing health costs change that. So now the entire system is affected by starting teacher salaries that are lower than many other comparable communities.
Arlington used to be what I call a destination school, meaning it was one of those groups of schools where once you got in, you would never leave because this was as good as it was ever going to get. And destination schools now, I would expect, would probably be Weston, Concord, Belmont. So if you're looking at a salary scale and you see Arlington's here and you're starting at 39 and you're ending up in the 70s, low 70s somewhere, and you look, okay, well, if I start in Belmont, I'll start at 45 and I'll end up in the low 90s, it's kind of a no-brainer as to where you're going to apply first.
In Massachusetts, there is a wide range of teacher salaries. According to 2009 data from the Massachusetts Teachers Association, the starting salary for a teacher with a bachelor's degree is between $29,000 and $46,000 a year, with Boston being the highest. For a teacher with a master's, salaries range between $53,000 and $88,000 a year. The highest are in Concord, Carlisle. Teachers are given raises based on how long they're on the job and their level of education. Typically, a teacher reaches the maximum salary in 12 years. Some teachers say this is a fair system. Others say, instead, salaries should be based on a teacher's effectiveness. While the proposed new teacher evaluation regulations attempt to define effectiveness, they do not specifically say how a good teacher might be paid differently from how they're paid now. Mass Teachers Association President Paul Toner says, first things first.
Right now, we're focused on the evaluation system. Once we have a good new evaluation system in place that people have faith in and have trust in, then I think we can actually talk about alternative forms of salary schedules and compensation.
The state's proposed teacher evaluation regulations do suggest that teachers be rewarded for excellence, but leave it up to local districts to decide exactly how to do that. The most specific the regulations get is in saying that teachers identified as highly effective may be able to take on additional responsibilities for which they could be paid more. So, what do many teachers like Jack Duranso think about the state's plan to change teacher evaluations?
I mean, sometimes it's just so foolish you just don't even, I don't even know what to say.
And a teacher like Duranzo likely would be considered highly effective under these new evaluation proposals. His classrooms are orderly. He's involved in a lot of extracurricular activities. His student test scores are high. Even though he agrees that the current evaluation system is flawed, and even though he's leaving in part for a better salary, the problem, he says, is that ultimately money doesn't motivate teachers. So it's difficult to measure and then figure out how to reward them.
It doesn't work for us. If you pay me an extra $500 to teach better, I don't spend any more time than I do now. It's not an incentive. I'm not in sales. I can get really good test scores by doing the wrong thing. I could teach SAT subject test chemistry. We could do no labs, and I could pretty much guarantee everybody getting over 700, and it'd be, you know, all the colleges would love it. Everybody would love it. But the reality is that's not science at all. That's not at all what I think of as our mission. It's opening minds about, you know, how to think certain ways and how to problem solve and learning enough material so that when they go to the next level, they're competent.
So while the evaluate debate intensifies ahead of next month's vote on these new teacher evaluation regulations, expect the compensate debate to soon follow. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.